Tucker Carlson's Twitter video beats old Fox News time slot within an hour. By John Binder on April 27, 2023. A video posted by Tucker Carlson to his Twitter page beat his old Fox News channel time slot within the first hour. On Monday, Fox News executives announced that they were parting ways with Carlson, who consistently scored the highest-rated show on the network and beat all major media competitors like CNN and MSNBC in the primetime 8 p.m. time slot. Carlson took to Twitter on Wednesday evening, posting a video of himself giving a monologue about the establishment media's framework and how pundits work with Washington, D.C. lawmakers and both political parties to suppress opinions among Americans on the undeniably big topics facing the United States. Within the first hour of Carlson's posting to Twitter, the video received some 1.8 million views, more than the 1.7 million views that his old Fox News time slot at 8 p.m. got the night before. In the first 3 months of this year, Carlson was getting about 3.3 million viewers on average. Compare that to his Twitter video, which by noon on Thursday had amassed nearly 18 million views, while the tweet itself had been viewed almost 60 million times. "Our current orthodoxies won't last," Carlson said in the Twitter video. "They're brain dead. Nobody actually believes them. Hardly anyone's life is improved by them. This moment is too inherently ridiculous to continue, and so it won't. The people in charge notice, that's why they're hysterical and aggressive. They're afraid. They've given up persuasion, they're resorting to force. But it won't work. When honest people say what's true, calmly and without embarrassment, they become powerful," emphasis added. Carlson, as Breitbart News reported, enjoyed a day in Florida out and about with his wife and former Fox News executive producer Justin Wells. Meanwhile, following Carlson's exit, shares of Fox News plummeted by as much as 5.1% as the news broke. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at binder@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter here.